Blog Talk Radio.
you're not here, I long to hold you near. Baby, this time together we must spend. Holding you close, taking time to let you know. Tonight's the night we will share. Turn off the lights, come close to me. Tell me I'm all you ever need. Tell me it's not just a dream. And if it is, my heart believes that you are mine and this is real. Oh, loving you all through the night. Better than a love that's made for two. I cannot count the ways I feel for you. But you should know, and starting from today, from this point on, my love is here to stay. Lie close to me, hold on. Let's make our love last all night long. Baby, I'm yours, take all of me.
Soul, hip hop, jazz, R&B. a butterfly, also known as a scorpion, and you're locked into this hip radio, the next day, an online radio, baby.
Hey, what it do, what it do. Welcome to the Soul Cafe at Epiphany Radio, hey, where we chill. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be discussing romance in its many different facets. Is it still in existence? Is it in some far-off, distant planet? What's your thoughts on romance, good or bad? Are you a romantic-holic? Huh? Are you in love with love and all that good stuff? You know what I mean? If you are, don't be afraid to show it. Have you been tainted by what you thought it was? We're going to be discussing the many different things. Right now, I want to bring in the Soul Cafe band. Yeah. On keys, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Poetic. What it do, Poetic?
What it do, baby, baby?
Yeah. Hey, you played that thing, bro. You played that thing, bro.
Bro, I wasn't ready. Bro, I've been practicing.
Yo, man, you know what? Let me ask you this. Before I bring in the other band members, let me tell you this. I've gotten to the point, now I want to ask everybody this. I've gotten to the point that I find myself breaking it down to the Blog Talk Radio theme song, bro. I'm telling you. I'll be doing the WAP. I'll be getting it in, boy. I'll be doing the huck up, everything. Man, I'm telling you. Sometimes I get lost, and I'll be like, I haven't heard it so long for so much, and it sounds like a jam to me, bro. I think they should make a, like, trap version of it, though, because it's killing me.
Oh, bro, you should be able to do that, man. You can handle that. Handle that. You got that all day.
No, I don't want to be the one. No, but you don't find yourself jamming to the Blog Talk Radio joint, man?
Nah, bro. Nah.
I think you do, man. I think you're just ashamed to say so.
Oh no, not even I, my brother, in my Tommy voice. Oh no, not even I, my brother.
Alright, you showing some shame. I'm gonna call something on you later on. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing to you our guitarist, the one and only La Perla Negra. What it do, La Perla Negra?
Hey, what it do, what it do?
Did you bring it?
No, I actually take my my Bluetooth out and I just time it. No, I elevate the music. I cannot.
Blog Talk Catering. I think you
so
are
long. So long.
Well, it depends on how what time you call it. You know,
I call it early
long
and
call
I just
it.
I time it. Nah, man, and put yourself in there.
You call it early so that you can put yourself through all that.
No, I used to bob my head to it a little bit when it was new to me, but now I'm like, all right, I got X amount of minutes. come back to it.
Girl, I be kicking it. I be kicking it. I don't know what's wrong with y'all people.
Nothing wrong with it. It's nothing wrong with it.
Hey, show no shame. Show no shame.
There's nothing wrong if that's your vibe.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. In the meantime, I want to shout out to our sister. I think she's over at the event page. Y'all show her some love on the event page. Essentially, Janice. Our sister.
She said on call drop.
And, yeah, I see that it has. In the meantime, we're going to keep things going. Want to shout out our publicist and everything like that, T. LaShelle. What's up, baby? What's up, everybody? Show some love to T. LaShelle. She does some great, great work out there. And she's a great supporter of the network and Raw Links. I got mine. You got yours?
I got mine.
I got mine.
Hey, why be average? Why be average?
When you can
be
raw.
Raw. A baby, baby. Mm-hmm. Trying to get Stan from so Stan can be raw. And you make Philip, ladies and gentlemen. That's
right.
But in the meantime, like I said, show that lady some love. We love you, T. I had a long discussion with T today about the, tonight's topic. You know, very, very informative. And profound conversation on, you know, romance. Today, you know, we talked about microwavable things and how you can compare daily living today in such a manner, you know. We bypass the simple things and go straight in full-headed, you know, into our daily lives today. And then we have this pandemic. I'm almost forgetting about that. So I mean, but really, how much does that play a role in continuing to love someone, continuing to romance someone? Does that really hinder you? That shouldn't stop you. My other thing is, because I spoke this to someone as well. We've all gone through some hardships, romantic hardships, love hardships, ups and downs, breakups, this and that, and all that bullshit. But does that stop you from holding on to your romantic fantasy? Does that disturb your thoughts on that, your longings, that love, that romance that you've always dreamed of, and how things you would love things to be with that special someone, you know, whoever it may be? Does that stop you from having and holding on to that dream? I mean, what do you think, Miss Pearlie?
No,
it doesn't.
The only thing is you really can't get to that person these days because of the limitations that are put on us, the restrictions as far as going to certain areas, but it doesn't stop me from, man, I'm a hopeless romantic. Nothing is going to stop me in that area. So, no, it doesn't stop me.
Okay. Okay, just my thought. I wanted to, a woman's take on that. I want to ask my brother Van. Brother, we've all been through things. We've all been through the ins and outs, you know, one, two marriages, or not even that, just affairs, relationships, things of that. Today, in this day and time, man, do you have energy left within you for romance, for romancing a woman? Is romance still alive within you, and do you have the time for it?
I would say within me, yeah, it's there because I love romance. I love everything about it. Do I have the time for it? I think I purposely make myself unavailable so I don't have time for it. And that's because of the, you know, some of those things that Danielle was talking about, the limitations, and then the expectations that you place on yourself, like, you know, going through what I've been through, you know, I often have to have a conversation with God and be like, yo, is it me? I mean, let me know if it's me, you know? But nah, man, I love it, man. I do have the time to do it. I have the energy to do it, but I make myself unavailable to do it, if that makes sense.
Okay.
For real, stop texting.
I can't.
Disruptive.
I'm communicating with.
It's disruptive.
You know, act like you don't hear it. I'm communicating with.
I can't.
Okay.
We can't. We hear it, bro. We hear it. Tell her
right.
that you're in the middle of a show, and she'll have to get some of your romance after the show.
Exactly.
Oh, baby.
You'll be there.
Hey, mind your business. Stay out of my love life.
Your love life is causing a disruption in the show.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. 2 points, Danielle.
No, I called forthwith. Forthwith.
That was on a different.
Dang, that's good.
You said
good.
You couldn't argue with it. So
if
you
can't, she
go forthwith, nope.
You can't do it. You can't do it.
I said rule change.
She made up the rule. She made up
rule change.
The
rule change.
What is the rule?
I called forthwith.
What's
on
the
what?
Rule?
Everything.
On
any
what?
Kind of rule change. Any kind of rule change. I'm changing the rules. You cannot check and let us.
You have to say rule and regulate.
You won't let me talk.
That's why she called forthwith.
I'm calling forthwith on you not calling any other rules this week. Okay?
Thank you. All right. So,
I don't even know what he said. That's why you're sounding like Robo Negro right now.
Mm-hmm. I don't care. So,
oh, God. Like a robot.
Robot.
I don't have my Bluetooth. Where is Essentially Shanice?
There. She's get there. It. There she is.
Get
him, I'm not muted. You can hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear
you.
Okay. Don't gang up on the phone tonight, okay? My eyes are on both of y'all.
Get him. Not me. I'm sister girl. He ain't me.
Y'all.
All the time ganging up on me.
Over there, is romance alive and kicking? Is it dead? Is it gone? Is it on some distant planet?
No, it's not dead and gone. Not at all. There's this quote that I ran across. Let's see if I can find it real quick. But it spoke to me because it talked about how we're all a little bit afraid, but some of us choose to love in spite of it. That's me.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Because I understand that intention, but when you are inherently of love, you can't stay.
There you go.
You can't stay from it.
There you go.
Okay. You didn't give her an instrument. I'm sorry. You didn't give her an instrument.
No.
She's
not. She's a little bit mad because I got one. Yes.
Look, we can't put too much in her hands. You know, she's very delicate. Scooby Doo. When they played on the one, when they opened up with, was that Scooby Doo or was that what was that cartoon? And they like, they're playing the guitar, the drums, and one of the girls had the tambourine.
Josie and the Pussycats. Yeah. Long tail.
I was lost for a minute because I thought he was.
That's funny.
Because that's what he still sound like. He still sound like that, y'all. I mean, come on.
I know, right?
How y'all communicate with him, for real? You got to do something, man. You got to do something.
I know, it's horrible. Horrible. Remove that Bluetooth. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Bluetooth off. Take the Bluetooth off. Take it off,
no,
baby.
No, he got a call back in. He hung up. I think he had add to no pride lamb.
Yeah, because he got to fix that. So what? He didn't get your instrument. See, and all that time I couldn't hear. Did he get your instrument?
I'm good. I'm good.
No.
Penny. Oh no, you part of the band, honey.
Penny. Penny.
You have to have an
instrument. You have to have an instrument. I have an instrument. She has an instrument. Ferrer has an instrument. You have to have an instrument. It's a scientific fact that you have to have an instrument.
I'm thinking.
Sorry, sis. I would defend you, but he's right this time. You got to have an instrument. You part of the band. You know,
hold
I love
on.
You. You part of the band.
Don't you? Don't
I
you?
I like to live.
Yeah.
I am not a fan of the shade that you just threw. He's right this time. This time? Oh. Do you not think that I picked up on that? Oh, come on.
Oh,
this time.
Look,
so he's right.
Well,
this time.
Look, our sisters got to stick together, but I got to be on the other side of the fence this time. She got to have an instrument. Can you just roll with that? For
man,
real, come on, call
go,
back in, man.
Just go with it.
He
ain't back.
He said rock out. All right, station manager, you're up. He said y'all rocked out.
I'm not up. I'm actually down. But thanks for asking. Boom, boom.
Lord.
Well, romance. So, romance. What about, let me ask this question. Romantic movies. Do you find yourself being caught up when you watch romantic movies?
Well, I don't watch those. Not really. Not usually. Not by choice.
So do you purposely avoid them?
I watch crime dramas.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe so romantic movies, you know, it's too scripted for me. Unrealistic.
Really?
Most of the time, yeah.
Hello, wow. They're movies. Yeah, they're all scripted. Yeah, they're all, you know, come on.
But already to get smart, you missed that part.
No, but what about you, La Perla Negra? What about you?
I love romance movies. I like drama, too. I love horror. I mean, I like all genres of movies, but I love a romance movie, especially a tearjerker that makes you cry and smile at the same time at the end. I love them.
Alrighty then. We ask about romance and we're talking about all of them. So your favorite movie is a sci-fi romance, drama, action, act,
shade.
Thriller, all in one?
It got real dark in here. I just said that I am a fan of all of them, but I love romance.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into the Soul Cafe with your hosts, For Real, the Poet Douglas, Author Larry Maddox, essentially Janice, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 to join us in the Soul Cafe. And tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links. You got yours?
I got mine. It sounds like he's back in the studio because I can hear all of that.
Is he back?
What happened?
Yeah, he's got to be there.
I had to go to
the
bathroom.
That kind of noise.
I had to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
To the bathroom. Mm-hmm.
I had to take a potty break.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So what it do, y'all? I got mine. Everybody got this. So we're about to get into some poetry. I think it's time. Y'all ready to do this?
Yes, yes.
First of all, we're going to let y'all get y'all in and out of the way. La Perla Negra, are you ready to do yours? The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is untitled, but don't take no points away from me. Romance is the language of love and to share in love of life simply. I love romance and very much believe in it, but I'm a simple woman. So romance to me is the little things that occur naturally. It's just sitting next to you and sharing the same air, knowing that you understand my smile because your presence alone put it there. It's taking a walk together through the leaves falling and swirling on the ground as summer seasons over to the winds of fall. It's the sound of your voice anytime. It's looking into your eyes and turning away because it makes me blush, trying to hold the stare. Gentle, unanticipated kisses out of nowhere, placed anywhere. It's us in the kitchen, making a mess while creating. It's watching the sun setting with my head on your shoulder and snuggling up under your arm on the couch while you find a movie for us to watch. It's kissing in the rain and a special little text throughout the day saying, when did you fall to earth? Because you're my favorite and that's that beast.
All right. Okay, love, you made it. You made romance seem quite simple. The simple things that we all long for.
Yeah,
you know, we long for. It's just crazy because how much does it really cost? You know, we're far away, so far away from ourselves, and make things so complicated. That don't cost nothing to long for those things. Poetic.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I like the fact that she made it seem very simple, and she's a simple woman, you know, it's a simple thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
very
that's what
simple.
I appreciate about the piece, that it is simple, romance is simple, you know, we see everyone placing these lavish gifts upon, you know, what they believe romance is. No, that's just you expressing your version of romance through your wallet.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that. Beautiful piece. Essentially, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
I am in agreement. I love the simplicity because that is the foundation of, you know, where love grew from. So beautifully expressed, as always.
Thank you.
Cool. I love her dissertation. She uses such words. All right, we're going to move it to poetic. I'm going to leave that alone. Poetic, what do you have for us, bro?
I wrote a piece for the show called Alive and Well. I pondered on this burning question. Is romance dead and lost all its passion? When I look at this burning candlelight in your eyes, the glow of excitement and anticipation of oohs and ahs, about how this enchanted evening will go, while we dine and drink wine under the moonlight and just go into this everlasting feeling of bliss for a juicy wet kiss. Shall we dance while holding each other close? Maybe just gaze into the ambiance, I suppose, an ambiance created by two lovers whose heartbeats unite to create high heat felt by others, hoping that this night of firsts would never end but be complete with cloudbursts of heaven's nectar flowing down upon us like fine mist. The birds chirp and sing love songs with a twist. When we feel that moment, we seize it in amazement that this feeling of excitement and mystery associated with love brings forth a beautiful commitment, one that allows my heart to beat, my heartbeat to match the butterflies in my stomach, and I snatch a single rose, the fragrance delightful under her nose, Then and only then can we wed. So I say to you, romance is not dead, just asleep yearning to be awakened, with a heart that's ready for the taking. Just as a field of white lilies, swaying back and forth, close your eyes and feel me. Romance is alive and well. And when I look at her smile, you can just tell. And that's that piece.
Wow. I like what you said, just asleep, yearning to be awakened. That was dope, man. That was very, very, you know, the way you delivered that piece was really, you know, on point and soothing to hear as you spoke on the subject of romance, man. That was dope. Lakplenegra, what did you think?
Oh, yeah. And that one line where you said the single rose will smell delightful under her nose. Is that what you said? That's so sweet. Oh, man.
That's what I said.
That piece
Thank you.
Was really, that was beautiful. Jenny?
Thank
you. So, I noticed with this piece especially that you're always visual, but I noticed other senses were touched on also, like they were sound. Kind of the whole thing.
I can't hear you.
Nope.
Huh? Can't hear you. You're breaking up.
One minute. Take it off the speaker. I was saying that Van's pieces are always very visual, but in this one I noticed that there was also other senses too, like sound, and it kind of made the whole piece come alive throughout. I love that.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah.
Pharrell, are you muted?
Hey, yep.
I think that was his
surely door, was. Surely was. Hey, yes. No, but that was a very dope piece. Y'all just used the doorbell. So, very dope piece, my brother. I ain't going to mess
Thank
with
you, bro.
You. There's no point to be taken away. I'm going to leave you alone, man. Very dope. Very dope pieces, both of you.
Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, so, Janice, are you about to head off to the event page? We don't want to keep
I did find one. I found one that I could share.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the mic is yours.
All right. So this one is titled Moments With You. As I was on my way to you, I watched the ground fall away. The landscape of the sky rose into view, revealing perfectly formed lakes and white-capped canvas mountains. I saw a partly cloudy day move through its heaviness until there was only light and an expanse of blue. On my way to you, I watched ribbons of caramel come back into view. They carved paths through textured shades of green and revealed peace beneath my uncertainty. I saw a way through my partly shrouded days where there is light and moments with you.
Peace. In moments with you, you know, Careless Whisper, that reminds me of, I think of that song Careless Whispers by Wham at the time. Poetic, what did you think, man?
Man, I thought that was a beautiful piece. You know, she uses her senses well as well. And her pieces do come alive, too. And then when she spits them, she has this cadence about her tone, about her voice, that just draws you in closer. So I think that was a beautiful piece. La Pearl, the Negra.
Oh, it's definitely the voice and the cadence for me. Definitely. I love all your pieces. And, I mean, I could just sit and listen to you read them, just hear you talk, because your voice is so soothing. And, yes, I'm very visual. I can always see exactly what you're saying, every detail. I can almost smell the air. I love it. Oh,
thank
beautiful.
You.
Yes, 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 yes. Very profound, your thought pattern, the way you think. We've had discussion as well on the topic beforehand. I want to say this. A lot of times we compliment you on your voice. But don't get it twisted. We hear your words. We hear your message. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay? I just want to put that out there because, you know, I like to keep it real. Okay? I hear what you're saying. And the way, and this is true, it helps in the way that you project it, the way that you put it out. It helps to digest it easier, to chew it up and everything, and just to taste what it is that you're cooking with. So I appreciate your poetic skills. I really do. And I love your voice. And that's that piece.
Thank you.
All righty then. Okay, boys and girls, what is going on around here? Y'all ready to do this? Y'all ready to open up the lines to some poetic fluidry?
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm about to kill the person who's ever read my book.
So, what did you guys eat today? Was it romantic?
what did I have today?
I heard that shit.
It's 2 points deducted picture.
It's 2 points.
Get posted on the page.
2 points.
Oh, your post that picture, please. Put Van's name by it. Thank you. I love the work you do. Okay, look. All right, look. Y'all cutting up too much in here. Listen, this is that piece. Okay. My romantic fantasy. My romantic fantasy. You holding me holding you. You loving me in love with you. We holding hands, barefoot up streams, hearts slowly racing in silence. No need to speak. Don't want to interrupt the songs our hearts are singing. As we traverse up love streams, no words are spoken yet. We are communicating through fingers tip touching. You holding me holding you, you loving me in love with you. And there is nothing to disturb this groove. No distractions, no cell phones ring, just me and you, you and me. Picnicking, sipping champagne, enjoying the breeze as we stare, gazing into each other's eyes, traveling, stargazing, resting upon silken blankets stretched across grass, pastures so beautifully green. We lay, hand-holding, caught up in this rapture, hostage, love's captured me. Here I be, full tone, pressed lips caught in the middle of this war between her inhale and my exhale as we kiss. This is so fucking romantic, and I love it. Don't ever want to lose it or be without it. Handcuff myself to it. Take my socks off and dip my toes in it. Realness, when it's real, when romance is in it, free from lies and both sides feel it. Simple, unwavering, and unconditional love shit. Romance. I guess it's fair to say that I'm a romantaholic. And that romance still exists. And I've discovered it. You holding me. Me holding you. You loving me and me in love with you. Romance still exists. The trick is time and patience and finding that special someone that's willing to take that ride with you. Ride or die kind of love with you. You holding me. Me holding you. You loving me. Me in love with you and shit. Love. So fucking romantic. For real. And that's that piece.
Yo. First of all, you in love, bro? You in love?
No, not at all.
No, man. Cause that piece sound like I'm in love. I'm in love. Yeah, I was waiting for LL Cool J to do a cameo, but like, I'm in love, y'all. So in love, y'all. Hey, but that was dope, brother. That was dope. You said about romance, man, and just the. You went into the nuances of romance in that piece. And you know, it's worth waiting for. Yes, sir. I dug that. La Perla Negra.
Oh, yeah. I love that part where you say you were held captive by it. The rest
yes.
Of texting. Yes. I love that. That disruptive dude. We're going to have to talk after the show. Now, back to I love that piece. I love the everything that you used in there. See, I can't even remember the words because of text. But it's beautiful. Being held captive by it. Oh, man. That's a sweet, sweet thing to say. I love it. Jenny?
So,
man, you just...
The thoughts just stood out to me. Were about spending time together without needing to say a word and in
mm-hmm.
silence, because
mm-hmm.
that's when you're in a really comfortable place when you can share a space and you don't have to fill that space. I love that.
Absolutely.
And then there was a part about you know, romance is there. You just need time and patience. And I think sometimes. I had this in another piece that I wrote a couple weeks ago. I think sometimes when we get older, we feel like, oh, I know what I want, and I don't have time to waste time and blah, blah, blah. You still need to have time and patience. Like, relationships grow. They're not immediate. So I love that you brought up time and patience in this because it's necessary.
Oh, well.
If you want something
talking,
real.
He dropped. He's got to call back.
That's okay. Everybody else heard it, though.
That's because
yeah,
you're doing too much.
Oh,
doing the most,
man.
Y'all think I'm joking? I'm gonna get his ass after the show.
Good, good, good. Make sure you get him. Make sure you get him.
I am. Call him up and fuss him out.
I remember he went in on that piece though. I gotta get on. He definitely
yeah,
went in on that piece.
All the pieces were beautiful, though.
Yeah, y'all are amazing, man. Y'all are amazing. Just amazing. Now, are we ready to hear from the poets on the line to see how they feel about this romance thing?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
All right, y'all. First poet coming to the mic is one half host of the Love Zone. She is up in his own, Miss VIP.
Hello, hello. How's
hey.
Everybody?
Hey,
how you
Diva.
Doing?
Hi, Diva. How are you? Hey, Van. What's going on?
Okay,
hey, Johnny.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Love my
What's happening? How
yes.
are you feeling tonight?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good.
Good, good,
so,
good.
This topic now. Come on. Now, y'all know.
Well,
I'm the Hallmark
queen.
Let's get to it.
Talk to us about this romance thing. Is it, you know, is it dead?
I don't think it's dead. But I do think it's dormant because people, because I think, you know, in the age of the alpha female and I don't need a man and I get my own door, you know, then sometimes men tend to maybe back off and just say, well, get your own door then. Do what you got to do then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I do truly believe there are few and far between men that actually, you know, will be chivalrous and you know, and be romantic. And I love romance. I'm not even going front. I love it. Any place secluded and I'm with someone I really like, it's on and cracking.
Ooh-wee. Romance, y'all. She said romance is on and cracking. Romance is on. Get your mind up.
But it's not sexual. It's not sexual. It's
intimate. Exactly.
And that's intimate. What I like. Yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
really very intimate. Mm-hmm. So, y'all ready for this piece?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Here we go. I asked him, what do you see when you see me? He said, your eyes reflect what I feel for you. Your sultry voice I can hear all night. Your full lips I cannot wait to kiss, because they will take me away. I said, wow, all this by candlelight. He said, it's how I see you. I said, I did ask, smiling so sweet. He smiled back. Damn, my heart skipped a beat. He got up, held out his hand, asked if he can have this dance. It was all I dreamed of, true romance. Being in his arms, not one red flag. My gut never clenched. No sounding of alarm rang in my head. He sang softly to me. I exhaled. I was able to breathe. I think I swooned. His strong arms held me tight. He looked down at me, kissed my forehead 7 times. It was the number of completion. Then he kissed my lips. His lips traveled, kissing my soul to meet his. And it was the beginning of a beautiful groove. And that's that piece.
I love that piece. Ooh, man. VIP, VIP. Ooh wee. You in love?
Thank you.
You in love too?
No, oh, I wish I were. I watch the Hallmark Channel. Oh, the Hallmark Channel is my channel.
Cause that piece sound like I'm so in love with you, so in love with you, so in love with you.
Oh.
But I love it though.
I love that song.
Romance is like my favorite to write about. You know, because on the one hand you can. About what you want it to be when you're writing. And, oh, man, and that's what you made it about what you wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. La Perla Negra.
That was beautiful, Diva. It's just all kinds of sweet stuff up in there. Yeah. Oh, got my heart melting over here. It's so nice. I loved it. Sunny.
I'm so glad that I was muted. the line that you said about him kissing you 7 times on the forehead, I was like,
okay.
So incredibly sweet.
Yeah,
but that one got me. That line got me.
Thank you. Because I do like kisses
so
on the forehead myself.
Yes. Right.
Now, yes. Before we, oh, we didn't name the chair tonight.
Oh. Ooh, here we go with the privilege. Go ahead, name your chair.
Essentially, Janice is going to name the chair tonight.
Baby
Diva got the chair.
Go ahead, baby Diva.
What is the name of the chair tonight?
Oh, man, I'm not prepared. I'm on a spot. I'm not quick with it like that.
There it is. Not quick with it like that. That's the name of the chair.
No.
Oh,
there it
Lord.
Is.
Can we remember all of that? The chair of not quick with it like that. Oh, Lord.
A whole phrase. All friends. Listen, this city is about the simplicity. It is the Soul Lounge. Just stop playing so much.
The Soul Lounge, okay. All right. All right.
Yes,
all right.
All right. Soul Lounge.
All right.
I like that.
You hear a lot.
He won't come in with something like he needs an adjective in there.
I got him on 3 ways. Yeah, he's been real quiet.
Really?
I don't know what's going on.
He's going to deduct points from you because he's going to say that's just too simple. It's just too easy. So I'm going to have to deduct points.
He
didn't put
adjective.
But Ms. VIP, before we send you over to the Soul Lounge, can you let everybody know what you got going on? Oh, hey, he's back. Oh, hello.
He's been back.
He's just been snooping and listening. He's I had him on three-way.
I was trying to get my computer up and running. Something was going on. I think Black Talk put a virus up on me. But, we do some technical issues over here. But I'm here. I love that piece. I thought she put a lot of effort into creating that piece. And, you know, I've noticed her pen of lately has been going through some growth spats. You know what I'm saying? Which I really love. I love the way she's utilizing her cadence these days. That was a very sweet piece, and I dug it. It made me, you know, want to romance her, you know?
Aww.
I want to light a candle in honor of her. And a matter of fact, like I was saying earlier, when uploading the music for this program tonight, I thought about her because we come from around the same era of music. She likes my style of music as well. And I like that piece, just like I love the style of music that we love together. I thought that was dope, Adrian.
Thank you, darling.
That was really nice.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take your socks off, baby.
Oh, they're already off, baby.
Well, shebang-a-lang then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord, shebang-a-lang.
All day long. Back to you, poetic.
All right. So, Ms. VIP, we want to send you over to the Soul Lounge. Stick around, enjoy the rest of the show, and are you going to stick around for picking up your pen?
I may not, darling, but I'll stay as long as I can.
All right. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. VIP on her way to the Soul Lounge.
Shabang-a-lang.
All right. next poet on the mic tonight, y'all, is none other than our good brother, Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. Welcome to the Soul Cafe, Joe.
Hey, good evening, Poetic. How's it going, brother?
How you feeling, bro? Doing good, man.
Good,
say hello.
Good. Hello, Perla Negra, how you doing? How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Joe?
Fantastic.
What do you do, Joe?
Johnny's, how you feeling, Queen? She may have to go, but anyway. Yeah, I'm good,
sorry,
brother. I'm good.
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Good to hear you. Good to hear you.
Likewise.
For
real. What did you do, brother? What's going on?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was waiting. For real.
Hey, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm on another planet right now. So, Joe.
Is it Uranus?
Yeah, I was listening to your voice, man. I thought you was hosting over there to Get Down again. I got lost. All right. I'm just not doing well tonight, y'all. I'm sorry. Hey,
okay, man.
I know you've been listening in. Romance.
Yeah.
You know, not so much really discussing love itself, but romance, the precourse to love, falling in love. What's your thoughts on it? Do you think it's still in existence? Do people still practice the art of romance? And how do you feel? Your personal thoughts on it?
Oh, man, it's viral in my neighborhood. So, yeah, you know, romance is alive and kicking. Trust and believe that. Man, you know, like I said, I'm a romantic anyway. So, you know, that part, that's in my DNA. So that's never going anywhere. I'm a romantic to my core, man.
Hey, that's dope, man. You say that with a lot of zest and zeal, bro.
Oh, yeah,
you know
right.
What I'm saying?
Passion.
And conviction. Absolutely, man. Shit. Romance.
No, that's
right. Definitely.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. Yo, I'm sorry, y'all. Like I said, I'm on another planet. Hey.
Hey,
so, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. No, yeah, there was a two-car collision just right outside my door. But anyway, I just pray that they're all right. The hospital's right across the street. What do you got for us, Joe?
I got a piece that's called we actually came up with the same title. I started off with Romantic Fantasy, but I just interjected semi-romantic fantasy. So that's what I got.
Okay. The mic is yours.
I want to lay without clothes on, enjoying the sight of red nails with your hose on. Let's get our prose on to the background of some old songs. Every moment would be tantric, touching and not having it. I write a poem to every moment of existential pleasure, a longer route to extend this evening's lovely treasure. As far as whether it would be raining, whether or not it's raining, I have recordings of thunderstorms. It's rewarding with your knickers on, one button at a time when lightning strikes, at a time when hugs and fright feel secure. I want that type of allure. There are many ways we can engage. That way is just a sequel. To have you splay your goddess stays, now baby, that's a preview. One-handed bra popper, phalanges oiled onto her sinew, then you, yeah, we'll get to that. Let's go back to that blouse. Does anyone love rest anymore? Does anyone just lay to rest anymore? Slave request, pay for less. You know when a brother is paperless. We eat dinner on a budget. One sandwich between us, loving like millionaires. Who gives a fuck about thinning hair? But to have such beauty just to see, I'm never quick to peel the appeal. Loving in an aquarium when I'm not used to sharing it, I often stick with what moves my ideals. To soothe what I feel, I want your clothes on. If you ever got erupted by your own kids, quickies are not romantic, that's in your own head. To lay down in clothes over long periods, by the beach, by the lake, let's be serious. Teasing little splits, glimpses of silken thighs, ankle bracelets, fishnet pattern, a little playful, wishful pat on a... What you got on here? Romantic fantasy displayed in your mirror, dear. See me love you in my reflection. I want to do it to your eyes. It's hard to see as lovers, but to love her, you get to see it all. Every stitch from the tip of a hip, every flea from the back of a knee, to me, that's romantic. To spend time in a museum, that's romantic. To visit the matriarch and get that spark of a weekend eye. We were dancers back then. I was chance too. You're the one I run for, the simple cover of being. Flowers before the weekend of any weekend. Romance despite some weekend. A trip to the store for something more than sheepskins. A competitive game of cards just to count how many times which one of us wins. Romance is charming that may lead to spawning. Sometimes I'm all in, but tonight I want your clothes on. That's my piece. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes,
yo,
sir.
Wow. That was a whole lot right there, Joe. That's a lot of romancing, bro. You weren't lying when you said you was a romanticaholic, bro. I dug that piece, man, and you know, you Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, bro. Poetic.
Man, listen. Joe said the museum, playing cards over and over again just to see who wins. Bro, and then at the end of the night, I want your clothes on. Yes, sir, Joe. Yes, sir. I love that piece, bro. That's a beautiful artwork, man. Beautiful work.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Poetic. Thanks, brother. Thank you for real.
Thank you. Absolutely. La Perla Negra.
You said one-handed bra popper, phalanges on. Okay. All right. I like that. Okay. That was pretty cool. I love the whole piece, but I got stuck right there. Always drop one particular line that keeps my attention, and that right there. And this piece was that one-handed bra popper. What was the other thing you said the other night in your piece about the brother? Something to do with the panties. Oh, man. You said something booty something. I can't remember, but it was pretty fly. I like that. Johnny.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Caprilla Negra. Thank you.
Where
wordplay was serious. I could not keep up, but that's, I mean, I love your flow. I love your cadence. I felt like when I'm listening to these different pieces, I'm taking notes because I'm posting, but I felt like this was more about taking notes because this is how romance, like you were outlining what romance can be in so many ways. So I wasn't actually taking notes, but I was taking notes, you know what I mean? So I love the knowledge that you were dropping. That was really spectacular. I appreciate that.
Oh, I appreciate you. You know, I'm a fan of yours, so you know that means a lot to me. So thank you, Wayne. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Likewise. Thank you.
All right, Joe. We're gonna send one over to the Soul Lounge. Stick around. Now you're sticking around for picking up your pen, right?
No, I can't tonight, man. I'm gonna be listening, but I can't do it now. Man, I already started off with a 2-point deduction, and you know, there ain't no way I can overcome that, man. So you know, I'm gonna take this one out. Well.
Yeah. I feel you on that, man. I feel you.
Yeah,
that.
Man, this one out.
I get the 2-point deduction all the time, man. So I definitely feel you on that.
Yeah, you know,
I'm gonna go tonight with 3 points, Joe.
That's the shit I'm talking about. What's up, bro? One love, baby. One love,
brother. One love, man.
Hey, one more thing, baby. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I wanna lay with your clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who are we talking to?
She know. I will talk your crazy ass motherfucker, please.
That's a whole 5 points right there, bro.
Don't make me read a double on your ass, man. Don't make me read a double on your ass. Don't make me do it.
You just broke a record tonight. You didn't broke a record in here tonight, Joe. Don't say that shit on the air, bro. Inbox me, bro.
Oh, my God.
All right, Joe, you've been causing trouble, man. We got to get you out of here.
All right, homie. Hey, what love with Mike?
All right, bro.
What love with Mike, Joe?
Hey, that's my big brother. Don't get it twisted. That's all it is. My big brother. I don't know who he was talking to, but that's my big brother. He comes through with poems about taking the bowel movement and everything. He's causing trouble in the therapy community. We got to get that brother some help.
Oh, God.
We're going to keep things moving, ladies and gentlemen. That was the one and only Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Coming up next is the one and only Jess J. And see, I don't say it like Danielle said it. Excuse me, Danielle said it on the other show. It's Jess J. Let's bring him in.
Yeah, she says it with an air of disapproval to it.
Yeah, I know.
That wasn't what it was. I was just was
like,
sleepy.
It was like,
and
it's only him.
It's like drum roll, please. It's only him.
You know what?
I don't think it was a roll, bro. It was just one tap.
Wasn't even a snare. It was a face.
It's so much dirt being thrown at me. It's dark.
No, we're not going to do any shade. I'm not. Somebody's been throwing shade all week. I'm not going to say no names. But Jess J, you being a married young fella.
Yes,
you being
sir.
A married young fella, you ain't got no choice but to come in here and tell us that romance is still alive. You know that, right?
Man, romance, the only way I can get anything to move.
I know that's right.
Right.
Oh, man, talk about
right.
it, bro.
I know that's right.
Oh, man, that's terrible, dude.
Okay.
Shout out to Miss Jackie,
She just left the room.
She just left the room. Y'all share that name, huh, Jess?
Jess.
Yeah, just left the room. Hey, man. So, look, we're going to keep you holding, man. I'm going to be that long. Somebody understood. Hey, look, man. Well, look, you want to hear your thoughts on that real quick, though? You want to give us something on that romance, man?
Yeah. I think traditional romance is pretty much dead. I think it's been dying for a minute. That's like even back in the day when a man went into a room, he held the door from the one, for the woman on the inside of the house. Now he opens up the door and she goes in first.
Okay.
Yeah. Dang. Probably not for the house, but just in general. Like, even at the store, you don't go into the store and then you normally stick your hand out there and you push the door open and then they proceed in before you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's something simple. And I like that you brought that part up. Made me reminisce on that. And, you know, that the art of romance itself, man, you know, I don't know if it's not being handed down, so to speak, but those things came naturally to most of us, you know. Most of the brothers I know would do that for their lady. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But today is a totally different thing, man. It's a totally
I'll tell you what,
thing.
Man. If they went ahead and talked every woman out here, etiquette and all that type of stuff with the white gloves, and they say, don't y'all give none of these niggas none until they know some manners. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Hey, you're right about that.
I'm about to give me some manners.
Yeah. Yeah, you're about to get some manners.
You're talking about a whole different animal, though.
Yep.
There you go. So, brother, what do you got for us, man?
I got I'm gonna do Lillian Week.
Oh, the mic is yours.
Hold on 1 second, for real. I had been holding it, like I had to go, but here it comes now. Yeah, flipped out and did his own thing. It went freelance.
Oh, snap. Hey, I'm having that problem too, bro.
Yeah, I heard you earlier, man. You grinded yours out, though. That's what's up. All right, here it is. I got it. Got it. Bam. Now, this piece is called Lillian Week. Lillian Week. How bountiful is the beauty of a lily. Could awkward words flow evenly enough? Hold on just a moment. My cell phone is about to cut off. Lillian Week. How bountiful is the beauty of a lily. Could awkward words flow evenly enough to draw in her outline or color in her colors, contours, and aroma? How do you express intangibleness? Is it fair to try with the lips? Could Webster's description suffice to see beauty, grace, and integrity, as sterile as his depiction would be? What is lovely? Isn't she? Yes. Like the rain over parched terrain says the growing grain, sustenance his purpose and aim. Lily, forgive my shame. Might I know your name? If not, I feel you will be forever ingrained into some aspect of my mental imagery causing some type of neurological injury. Subject, sensibility, and symmetry. Lily, solidly but artfully and delicately balanced. Cream of the crop, queen of the pageant, with a desire to be established. I tell you, our roots, our soil, our sweat, our toil. No pastry to enter this mouth, whatever be as sweet, than me saying, Lily, I am your weed. In peace.
Lily.
For real, you still there?
Yo, I was talking my behind off, you know what I'm saying? I was going all the way in on the brother. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I was saying how much I dig that, man. I like your flow. You got this magical way of I don't know if it's the words itself, the way you twist your words, it's the way you bounce those words around, Lily. I mean, we, you know, the way you speak like that, but just adds this three dimension to your pieces and the way you spit them. I dug that, man. And you're a great writer, poetic.
Man, just Jay in this piece, man. You know, I love his pieces, man. And this one is no different. I enjoyed what you brought in this piece. I enjoyed the way you delivered it and the content, man. Boy, just Jay, yo, that's just Jay. Dope ink, brother. Dope ink.
Thanks, man.
La Perla Negra.
You said, how do you express intangibleness? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Is
oh,
it,
my goodness. Yeah, that right there. Huh?
How do you express intangibleness? Is it fair for the tribe with the lips? Could Webster's description suffice to see beauty, grace, and integrity?
Jesus, man, Joseph, that's, oh, my God. You're in my head right now. I love that line right there. That's beautiful. That whole piece. Oh, man. That one particular line right there. How do you express entanglement? Where do you get this? Oh, man. I love that. I wish I
could be double entendre. I'm trying to use as many double entendres as I can, and if I see it take a certain direction, then I go ahead and follow that direction out, even though it's not a part of the original thought.
Wow, that's just you pouring your heart out and saying that right there. That was beautiful. Yes. I felt that. Jenny.
Hey, I was muted because my little person just came in the room. So if you hear him, my apologies. This is one of my favorite pieces of yours. It reminds me, I may be way off, but it reminds me of two characters on a show that I used to watch. And the couple, one of their names was Lily. And that's the way he used to speak to her.
Right.
So much love. Like this couple, their love was incredible. It crossed time. And that's what I think of every time I hear this piece. I love it. Same thing that La Perla Negra was saying, like that one line. I absolutely love it. I wish I'd come up with it. Just a beautiful piece.
Thank you, Johnny.
All right, I got to go mute again.
Well, Jess J, man, thank you for delivering us that lovely piece, man. Definitely
yes,
dope,
sir.
Definitely dope artist, definitely dope writer, man. Hey, if you can hang around for picking up your pen, man, please do so, because we'd like
yes,
to
sir.
Hear what you got on that side of the thing, all right?
Oh, man, I'm ready for it. I'm going to at least get in one with y'all for real.
Okay, then. We're looking forward to that, broski. So we're going to put you back there on that kid, whatever they want to call that thing tonight. What y'all call
right.
that?
The Soul Lounge.
The Soul Lounge chair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that's simple. Okay. The Soul Lounge chair. We're going to put you back there on the Soul Lounge chair, broski.
Soul Lounge chair.
Appreciate y'all. Y'all take care.
One
you
love,
too, brother.
One love. One love. Yes, Jay. All right, we're going to go to the next caller.
For real, you're a fool, man. You are a fool.
What happened, man? I just heard the Soul Lounge too. What the hell? What the hell happened?
No, man. You said just left the room. Y'all share a name. Just.
He said that he just left the room.
And?
Hey, I'm sorry, bro. I'm on some stuff tonight, bro. It's a full moon.
You sure?
It's a full moon, bro. My computer acting crazy and hurting my heart. So,
all right,
we have King in the building. What a do?
Yo, what's going on, Sam? How's it going?
Hey, how you?
I'm chilling, man.
Is this your first time? Is this your first time calling me?
Nah, man, this King Atterbury, man. Who's the list?
Oh, King Atterbury, okay.
Yeah.
He do have a name. That's what they put there. I'm like, King who? King of what? Okay.
Take that in.
King of rock? You King of rock? Who are you? I'm on something, y'all. I did have a drink, though, just one. Hey, King Atterbury, how you doing, brother? How you doing, man?
Yeah, well, I'm
you
chilling,
doing
great.
That's what I'm talking about. You have to excuse us or just me. I don't know. Pick your choice. But excuse somebody in here tonight, man. It's just crazy from the beginning. But I'd like to salute you, man, and what you're doing over there, where you're doing it at. You're doing great things, man, on that live stream that you got going on. I'll be checking you out.
Yeah, thank you, brother. I appreciate that. No.
Hey, much
I've been
love,
tuning
man.
In. I see what y'all doing.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, man. Hey, look, man, reach one, touch one, reach one, man. One love amongst the community. What's your thoughts on tonight's topic?
Hey, man, we have to mirror it back. You know what I'm saying? It's like lost in the sauce. You know what I'm saying? Like went away. We gotta bring it all back like a remix.
Can you have it? There you have it. And that's
like a remix. Remix. I like that. Remix romance. Let me write that down. Well, I got, man, y'all had no idea, man. Y'all keep giving me all this stuff, man.
Yeah.
So, like he said, we got to bring it back. We got to remix. Somebody has to do that because I think it's been lost. I don't know where it got lost at, when it stopped, or when it slowed down. But you know, it's other things that are being lost as well. But we just happen to be on the topic of romance. But you know, between the generations that's growing older and this newer generation, you know, there's some miscommunication, or there's not. Or the communication lines have been broken a little bit. You know, us as fathers or men, brothers, uncles, there were certain things that we passed down, okay?
Right.
There were certain things that we got from the other side of the fence, from the ladies, from our mothers, our aunts, our grandmothers, you know, stuff like that. There were certain things were taught to us about that. We learned how to treat a lady a certain way by how we treated them.
True, indeed.
Or how they put it down on us. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
It's just I don't know where it is, and I don't know the answer. But the at the end of the day, it's what you said. we gotta remix it, and that's everybody,
yeah,
men and women. Women, let a man know how to romance you. Let him know how you want to be touched, talked to, all those things. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, hey man, that's my thing on that, man. So thanks for bringing that up. Anybody want to give him anything before we allow him to do his piece? Danielle,
no, man.
His perspective? You good with what he said, Danielle?
I agree. Like I said earlier, though, I'm a nut for romance. It's always going to be in me with whomever I deal with. So, but I agree. It does need to be awakened again. It needs to be brought back.
Okay. Well, brother, what you got for us, man?
Yeah, I got a piece I wrote tonight for the show called Masquerade of Affection.
Well, the mic is yours.
All right. Walk inside the highest form of heartfelt devotion. Where the cards are on the table and life is in motion. Once again, it's the happening that is occurring inside. Feeling revived, I survive saying goodbye to what died. No longer bittersweet, nor any high expectations. My spirit free from slowly waiting on time, I have been patient. Walk into the joy of knowing great moments can still exist, giving your love the greatest kiss as I walk out of the mist. Make plans without demand as we travel into what's new. Play around with some things, ideas are out of the blue. Set up ways for enjoyable, pleasurable sentiments. Been loving you ever since. Let's take what F's off the fence. Prepare the next level of excitement to your daily routine. Provide gifts that don't exist on your wish list. I have deemed. share a table of confidence made of tender love and care. Just be aware of how sincere I would like to inhale your air. Hold my thoughts within your world of knowing what's being shown. I'm building a strong foundation that is condoned with this poem. Let's be together as one. Believe me, you are not alone. Trust the interests of your internal soul. Welcome me home, King.
Yo.
Yes, sir.
That's prolific, bro. Hey, let me ask you this, brother. What was your thought pattern behind that piece?
Thought pattern is, like I said, the remix, bringing it back. You know what I'm saying? That's, some people just want to either smash and dance, or you just want to, you don't want to look at the romance part. You can just look at a woman sometimes and just give her a thought, like that look. She can look at you, you know? So I'm a romantic dude, you know what I'm saying? I like the simple things and, you know, just make things noticeable, acknowledgement.
Okay.
So, I mean, like I said, you can give a woman a look and let her know that you're interested and just show different spectrums of kindness. Pleasure principle.
Right,
yes,
right, right. Hey, man, that's dope, bro. Hey, look. Hey, well, look, what you got going on over there, man? What you want to put out there over there while you're over here?
Man, we got an extravaganza going on tomorrow. Open mic Tuesday, 8 p.m. Let's Talk, the Poetry Corner. Facebook and YouTube.
Hey,
gonna get it
y'all
in.
Make sure y'all come. Check them out. Check them out. Call in. Get it in. Unless they're going to talk about it, y'all. Open mic. Hey, bro, thanks for calling in, bro. One love.
No doubt, brother.
One love.
One love.
One mic.
One love, one mic. Baby, baby. La Perla Negra.
Yeah.
You feel like being romanced a little bit up in there?
Say it again? Come here.
I said you feel like being romanced up in there.
I'm always feel like being romanced.
Always. Okay, I'm going to have somebody call you after the show. I think you know who it is.
No, I don't.
They drive a tractor trailer.
I don't know about that. I don't know anything about that.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, look.
We're going to be
right back after this, y'all.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio.
Your number one hit station
in town. This is Tom, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Yo. Once again, you're at the Soul Cafe. This is Epiphany Radio. Hey, let's chill. I'm up in here. I be your boy For Real, the Poet Douglas. I'm up in here with Poetic, a.k.a. Mr. Meadows, and La Perla Negra, a.k.a. Danielle, and Shanice, a.k.a. Penny.
I'm sorry, I started that crazy.
Yeah, you should have did that.
Horrible.
I could not help it. That was kind of funny. I liked it the first time I heard it. Hey, we're going to keep things going. We're going to bring in our brother, Sincere. What it do, Sincere?
Peace and grace to everybody before me and after me. Blessings. Good evening.
What it do?
What it do?
What it do? How you doing, my brother?
My brother, I'm good. I'm blessed and just been working and grinding. And I got my business up on Google and it's labeled Black Owned. So my publishing company's up and going. I've just been in God's favor. That's just minding my business and keep grinding.
Shining my voice. Mm-hmm. That's a blessing, man. All Look, man, all given to the Most High. Hey, man, that's a blessing, man. I congratulate you on persevering through and getting that thing started, man. People don't know how hard it is, you know, to get things doing, going, especially during times like this, man. So
yes,
shout out to you, and I salute you, bro, on what you're doing. Hey,
well,
much love.
Hey,
so on romance, man, what you got going on with romance, man? What's your thoughts of romance? Is it alive, dead, gone on the moon? Where's it at?
Okay, it's in between the moon and dead because all the songs that we listened to in the 60s and 70s talked about love is no longer being out. Nobody's producing it. So I learned how to love by the songs from the Gap Band and everybody else, Frankie and Beverly and Mays, so forth and so on. So, but now I don't hear it no more. I don't think it's out there. That's just my own opinion. I don't know about anybody else. I'm just here in California. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you what's happening in South Carolina, in Philadelphia. Now, being romantic, and is it still alive? In each one of us,
okay,
on an individual basis, yes, it's still there.
Yeah.
I need it. I'm a Pisces. I need it. I also I need communication. I'm going to need some understanding behind it, what's required.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, times have shifted. It's just my own opinion. It's got to be a fine line. We have to meet somewhere to make it blossom.
Right. Right. You know, it's funny that you spoke with the words that you spoke right now, because we've talked about that before the show. We've talked about it at the beginning of the show, how the music, not only we listen to, but the music, when we heard our parents playing music, the music from back in the day spoke about those things, man, the longings, the wantings, the yearnings. And it told you how to love a woman, or told you how, you know, a woman to love a man and things of that nature in the music,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that's why I chose the certain tracks that I played, you know, tonight, the music. That was an easy way to get it in, subliminally. You know, you could be doing
absolutely
something else, but you hear the lyrics in the background. You know, they taught you how to be, you know. Somebody
correct
told us something. So I like that. I like that. Poetic, La Perla, Chinese, y'all got something for them on that before we turn the mic to them?
No, man, other than, you know, welcome, my brother. Good to hear you on the mic. You know, for real, you always take everything from, you know, you don't leave us nothing to say.
Amen.
It's all
right. Right? Exactly.
Never leave us.
Shabang. Hey,
right.
I'm defending him. He's not on this
take
planet right now. He's
must
having
get
some, he's on a radar. He's right now, he's undercover. Give him a break.
Yeah, thank you, Sincere. Give me a break, y'all. I'm going to try to say less words the next time around. I'm sorry. I just came back from the planet I was on. This has
that's
been
all right,
a hell of a night. Y'all don't even understand.
On a plane, brother. You know, you're on this wave right now. So we'll let you go ahead and ride it. We truly co-hosted it.
Yeah. Okay.
Bang, bang. Baby, baby. Co-host.
Get
it right.
Y'all really
cold
having fun tonight.
Cold.
Y'all is really having fun tonight.
You're cold.
Hey,
you point
cold
wasn't taken away. We'd be all right.
The points, okay, I'm going to delete all points that were given. Your
oh
question, the next time you call it, you have to speak something along. You just can't yell out for it.
I did say something with it. I did. Okay. I said four rules being changed forthwith. And you said you couldn't argue with it. You cannot
okay
change like that.
Danielle,
okay,
don't make
gotcha
him take your points again. Don't make him take your points. Don't make him take them again. He
yeah
just gave them
yeah
back.
He can take them all. I'll be at his door with the pink slip.
Okay, I'm trying to chill. So anyway, we have a guest, ladies and gentlemen. We have a guest on the line. So some social.
We're sorry, bro.
No, I love the family. I love the family call. Keep it going.
Don't do that. So Sincere, we are completely and utterly dying to hear what you have for us on the
evening. It is called Romantic Call.
It's called Romantic Call? Okay, well, the mic.
No, Romantic Call.
Wait a minute, Danielle. I can't hear him through your breathing. Say that again, my brother.
romantic call.
Okay. Well, look, the mic is yours.
Fantastic voyage. Four walls calling me to rain on me as my sorrows never ends without your love. A romantic call. What used to be my fantasy. But then again, in my message and meeting someone who needs a corner at the cries of false communication, tears of years that hasn't started with my inner circle of love. Can I begin with you as she lays wanting to run in and out of my life? Romance is dead, dead poetry to a poetic, peptic surge. For life lessons often hope to call the power of the moon, for love is the exotic sign for coming up with a great time between unconscious faith and unconditional love. I love to talk to you about the way your soul cried when walking along the ocean waves. Can we go back to dinner and wine, lining the dance floor to cross body steps? Can we go back to simple letters, I love you? Am I a few calls away from this romantic call? That's that piece, sincere from Los Angeles.
Oh, bro. You gave me a shockwave right there. I didn't know you was going to end it right there, man. I wanted more.
Right.
Oh, my God. What you doing, bro? Just keep me doing that to people, bro. I was ready,
I'm from
man.
The West Coast.
Bro, I thought you was going to go in a little bit more, bro, but I dug that piece, man. I see what you was doing with your wordplay and everything like that. I was following along your vital signs, man. You had me up and down in that piece, man. I can dig that. Oh, my God. Poetic.
Yeah, man. I, too, wanted more because right after he said, can we go back to the simple letters, I love you, I just figured he was, I mean, really get ready to go in, like, heavy. But the piece was really good, though, man. It was really good, man. But, I think you might have to, you might just have to add some more to that, man, because that was good, man. And then you were going to go heavy, bruh. I was like, man.
I just finished it right when you guys muted me in. So I was then, I had to, like, oh, shit, they just muted me in. So I was like, oh, shit. I was like, okay.
Now we understand. Okay. When you get like that. Yeah, when you get like that, you got to say afterwards, if you don't finish your piece, you know what we say over here at the Soul Cafe. You got to say, and then I took my socks off. But
right.
That was dope, though, man. La Perla Negra.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, they're right. You took us way up, and then you just stopped and dropped us, just like that.
Right.
It's cool.
I appreciate
I like
that.
I like what I heard, though. I like what I heard, though.
I appreciate
you need to go ahead. Write some more. Add some more to it. Definitely.
I'm going to. I will. You just caught me off guard right when I was about to, and it, sincere is coming in, my brother. I'm like, oh, so forgive me. I will finish it. So you guys will hear the part two of it.
Appreciate it.
Johnny.
Before you go, how can they find you on Facebook?
I'm at Ed McKinney. On Facebook, I'm also at One Half Court Publishing on Instagram. I'm at Sincere on Instagram. You can go to my website, www.onehalfcourtpublishing.com. And, that's how you can find me.
All right, my brother, man. Well, look, we enjoyed that piece, man, as well as enjoying you, man. That was dope, brother. Keep it coming, man. We salute your poetic pen, bro. Much love to you.
I'm humbled. You guys are my inspiration, so thank everybody there. I appreciate it.
Thank you, bro.
One love.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All righty. Danielle, behave yourself. This is a... we're going to go to the caller. All righty then. Hello and welcome to the Soul Cafe. What it do?
What it do? What it be about?
What it be
your
about,
man?
Mama Ola Daisy?
Mama.
How you doing?
Man, I had to come here because I can't believe y'all talking about romance. That is like something that we have lost. And I just said, so but my day, I think what happened was when the drugs came in the community,
it just kind of killed that vibe because everybody was kind of just like standing around waiting for their turn and nobody
oh my.
Cared about anybody, anything else after that came into the community. But before then, we had the Motown, the romance, the romantic songs, the dates. We could go out on dates and things like that. And on Facebook right now, Al Boyd, my old boyfriend, he's one of the men of Motown. They're doing a tour, so they're coming here. He's my age, and he's still singing and still touring. The men of the Kings of Motown, though, the men of Motown, his name is Alfonso Boyd, Page and Steve, and might come to your town, too. But those guys, they sang those romantic songs. He wooed me with songs. He sang to me all the time. So, like, on Facebook right now, at my age 74, 73, however old I am, I still have two husbands. I have two husbands on Facebook and about four ex-boyfriends on Facebook, and Al is one of them. And it's like he is one of the true romantic kings of Motown from back in the day. But my thing, what I do, what my take is, when the thrill is gone, I'm next. That's how some is, you know, it's like.
Wait a minute, can you repeat that? When the thrill is gone, what happened?
I'm next.
Oh, you're next when the thrill is gone? Oh, well, I mean, that's right. Yeah, that seems to be the case. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's, you know, you related earlier in your dissertation that when drugs took over, you know, it was lost in that emotion too. So I would think that crackheads say the same thing. When the crack is gone, so are they. You know what I mean?
the piece I'm going to do. I got the skills down playing in the background. So see, some folks think their shit is deep, but it's really shallow. Some think that they are tight, but they are loose like a wandering goose. Some sincerely think they are colorful, but they're shallow. And if I'm not familiar with your analogies, that means I don't get the point. So my apologies. That means it's above my head, like a pigeon threatening dropping. News at 11 is all day, no stopping. The big picture is bigger, no cropping. Nightline throwing no lifelines, what's popping? How to take us down, more plotting. Keeping the goofy past alive for the laugh or the thrill. They down for the kill. You are still foot stomping on Blueberry Hill. That thrill then left. But when the thrill is gone, I'm next. Usually after the thrill, there's nothing left. Like on the 16th, when you done spent your whole crazy check. And ain't nothing left. Not even good sex. Everybody gotta go. Getting paranoid up in this hole. And I should have to say, I'm a switch. I should have switched when I got rich. Because when the thrill is gone, I'm next. Someday I know I'll be over it all, but right now I gotta go try to find some love down the line. It's your piece.
Hey. The thrill is gone. Hey, and Alicia told us, because half the time when you're in it, when you're involved in it, the thrill goes and the person goes too, but with no closure. You know what I'm saying? But that's the truth. That's the truth and how things happen in love. Poetic. What it do?
Oh, man. Mama said, when the thrill is gone. I'm next. And I dug this piece, Mama. It had that old school soul feel to it, and then you put the music behind. Man, I was over here grooving, man. I was like, yeah, that's what we talk about. The thrill is gone, baby. It's just gone. Nice
yeah.
piece, Mama. I loved it.
Right.
La Perla La Negra.
You know, that's right. When you put that music on, I was swaying, and I was kind of missing some of what you were saying, because I was like, yeah, I was listening to the music in the background. I heard some of what you were saying, though. It was, you was coming, you know, something I noticed, you've been coming kind of strong with your pieces lately, putting a lot of power behind your voice lately. You all right?
Yeah, I just wrote that one today. I was in a cycle
okay.
messing around with one of my poetic friends, and we just was kicking it in there, and we just happened to come up with that subject. But it's like, you know, a lot of times people come up with a lot of stuff they be thinking is deep, but it's over your head. It's like, you know, it's really,
mm-hmm.
and if you don't get the message, then you know
right.
you might get one out of it. That's like I said, news at 11 ain't no more. It's news all day long. Ain't nothing
okay.
exciting no more. You know, nothing's exciting no more. News at 11,
mm-hmm.
Nightline ain't throwing you no lifeline. It's just like everything
mm-hmm.
is just everything coming down on your head all at the same time. You know, like we used to wait to get
yeah.
home to see what's going to happen on the news. But now it's like coming across your phone all day long. This, somebody got killed. Maybe got shot. Man killed his whole family. Police killed another black man. I mean, it's just crazy. You know?
Yeah, and it's desensitized us to all the tragedy, and it shouldn't be like that. So I get what you're saying. I think
desensitized us also in our love life because
mm-hmm.
it's like, we've been overstimulated. That's my piece. Thank you for listening. Now.
All right.
Hey, one love, Mama Ola Deju.
One love.
Mm-hmm. That's right. She said when the thrill is gone, then she is next. Wow. That's profound. All right, we're going to open up the mic to our next caller. Welcome to the Soul Cafe, Bella.
Hi. Hola.
Hey, hola.
Hola,
mami.
¿Cómo está?
Thank you. Hola, Maddox.
Get back to me.
For reals.
Hey, Bella.
Hola.
¿Cómo está? ¿Cómo está?
Hey, so how are you, Zella? How are you doing this evening?
I'm wonderful. Just got off work. Thank you very much for asking.
You know what, Zella? I'm imagining my imagination is wandering. Thoughts of being with you in a dark room, lighting a candle, romancing the fire, the flame, and just watching your eyes and stargazing. What's your thoughts on romance? How do you feel about romance?
It depends upon
it depends.
The person who will be giving me. Yeah, giving it to me. So if it's you, then maybe we can bring out a firefly. You want a firefly?
Mm.
Yes, ma'am. Ooh, watching the fires fly. I like to sit in the midst of a horde of fireflies with you.
Damn.
Me, Bella,
it's just you and I here, Bella. It's just you and I here, Bella. You can talk to me. You guys, you got to understand, fireflies. What do we call them in Philly?
Lightning bugs.
Lightning bugs. Yes.
Yeah.
She has a fondness of fireflies. It's part of her name. So I get that. And it's a beautiful thing, the thought of sitting amongst, you know, a whole bunch of fireflies just flying around in a midnight, you know, sky, and you're just sitting there with your lover. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
a beautiful picture.
That
right
is
there.
A beautiful picture. It is.
Yeah,
it's you and mine, right?
It's simple. Yeah, that's beautiful. It's just when you use words like hoard, it's kind of takes away from the gentleness. No, depends if you well, said it, sponge. It just means, no, it's the same said, meaning. It means the same thing. Hoard. I know, but it's the way you say it. It's the way you say it. It's poetry. It's poetry. As a poet, you should understand that. I do understand that. Well, I'll understand argue with you, though. I'll argue with you later. Two points. All right, so.
Whatever.
Understand the 2 points that she just been taken away. So Bella, she's just hating Bella right now. She's just hating because she feels Bella, you know I love you. You know I love you,
Bella. Bella loves me.
Bella, she's just hating because she feels the passion that I feel for you.
Ooh la la, mamma mia!
Because Bella didn't have a problem. Because she didn't have a problem with my uses of the word hoard, did you, Bella?
No, I don't have any problem with it. You can hoard me all you want.
So she said, "Oh, I wasn't ready." Okay, I'm sorry, Bella. I wasn't ready. I didn't. So thank you Bella, you got my face really hurting right now, smiling really big. So look, I know that you have something lovely to share with us, and I'm thank you for calling in, and thank you for being a good sport with my humor and all, and Danielle's ignorance. Thank you so much. But we're gonna and poetic silence, you know, he's silent for a reason.
I mean, I know when to speak and when not to speak. I mean, what the song say? We got a thing.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Starting stuff. Okay. They told me that I take too much. I say too much, Bella. I don't leave anything for them to say. Van, would you please say something to Bella, please? Thank you.
Hi, Bella. So good to have you. And I appreciate you letting Pharrell know that he can hoard you anytime. That was so romantic. Oh, God.
You know, I've been saying that because Pharrell is just old talk. So you play with Pharrell like that way, and then you make him blush, and then he.
That's right. That's right.
She said, I'm all talk.
You all talk, bro. You all talk.
Yeah. You keep on playing with me and see. All right, man, that's enough for you. That was enough. You could have stayed silent.
Okay,
back to you, Angela. Oh, we're going to let her talk too? Okay, go ahead.
I said what I had to say.
Oh, she said what she had to say.
All righty then.
Janice is here as well, but she's working on the event page, so I'm sure she says hello to you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bella, what do you have for us, darling?
I have something for you to fall in love with.
Mm.
A poetry.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. You got me nervous for a minute. I was nervous a little bit. Damn. What the hell? Okay, wait a minute. Clear the room. Okay. All right. Y'all leave Bella alone. She's a girl. She's a nice lady. So, Bella, I'm going to pass the mic to you gently, and I'm going to say to you that the mic is yours.
And before I read my poem, I would like to say something because Mama is going to spank me if I don't say it. She said, tell him I feel his passion for you too. So tell him.
Ooh. Well, thank you, Mama. That's my mama. Thank you. Was that Mama O or Lady A? Who did you say?
Lady A, Mama A. I call her Mama A.
Oh, okay. I was confused. All right. Thank you, lady. Well, can I be thanking her? I said all women. I just say, oh, Lady A. Oh, okay. Well, that's beautiful. Thank you. Okay, Bella. I'm confused. I'm tongue-tied.
Della, the mic is yours.
Thank you. So this one is, the title is The Constellation Readiness. Venami hoc amueglet simpirama bute mi caritatem apod omnibus de me te amo, Isabel. I smiled, realizing that the stars are your eyes, my constellation baptized as Alpha Veronese. Each time I stare at it, I see your spirit's nakedness, illuminating my pathway, mimicking the brightest moon beaming glorious hue of you. My exclusive glow prancing with billion strobes, my celestial spike at the glee. I need you in all aspects and be lost with your sublime strokes, a brush of my innocence. From your lips, the galaxy, and I imagine the cosmos, maybe it tastes simply you. A honey bloom, dust clouds of azucar, a dream of God's ambrosia, a streak of glazed perfection, a succulent moisture to savor. And I need you more, and wanting you. Ti estimo amor mio. You became my desired space between stars and blades, giving my breath the steady cosmic chant starting inside my belly, like showers of shards, pieces of glowing rocks, my darting sparks tickling my garden. I smile imagining the known inferno piercing my mirror. I needed that longing for you, wanting you more, mine, Milky Way, Dorati. And to
oh my God. Wait a minute, hold up. Am I unmuted?
You are.
Okay, Obella, could you read for me the first two lines in that piece?
Venami hoc amueguet semper amabute mi caritatem apod omnibus temi te amo.
That's so beautiful.
And I will always love you, my love. Love me.
Yes. Let me tell you that. And when you the first couple of lines in English, when you opened up to that part of it, right there, it just started out. It's like it was just beautiful. The whole thing was beautiful. I like when you said you became my desired place. That was a really beautiful thing. I don't want to say too much because my bandmates, they get upset when I take all the words. Poetic.
I love the part when she talked about he was her stars, his eyes were her stars, her Milky Way.
That right there.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That was some of the most beautifulest lines that were very romantic. And I just thought that was amazing. I enjoyed the whole piece, but those lines grabbed me the most. So thank you for that, Bella.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
La Pearl, La Negra.
Yes. well, my question was taken by For Real. I wanted you to read the first lines over, but you did that already. The whole piece is beautiful. I love all of your work, but that piece, you came with the romance. You definitely brought it. But your piece also has a lot of passion in it with your words, and I love it. Thank you, Bella.
Thank you very much, LaPerta.
Yes, passion and longings along with wantings, you know what I'm saying? Very passionate, very lovely, very pleasing to the ear and the inner ear, you know what I'm saying? When she first started spitting that piece, I swear to you, I almost dropped my bowl of cornflakes.
I'm just saying
I almost dropped my bowl of cornflakes. Belle, I just want you to know that you make my milk warm. Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I long to put a day where we can both drink from the same bowl of warm milk, Bella. Baby, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, baby, baby.
Baby, and there you go.
He just won't let me have the last word, will he?
She's gonna come right in.
You're special, darling. Okay, I'll be in your inbox after the show, love.
Okay, I got him, Sunday.
And I can hang too, just in case you want to ask me again. I can hang.
Hola, baby, baby.
Hola, baby, baby.
Hola, buenos noches.
Hola, baby, baby. Bendición, Bella. Bendición.
Ay, qué
lindo. Bueno, baby, baby, baby. No.
Oh.
All right, y'all. No, my face is hurting right now. My face is hurting, but I have to go. All right. Okay, Bella. One love, darling. One love.
Baby, baby.
Yeah. Get soul, Bella. Give it soul.
That's my girl.
Y'all make me sick. Get off the phone. I'm talking to Bella.
Love it.
Bella just won't let me win. Oh, my face hurts. Bella, could you take over for a little bit? Yeah, take over, please. Man, take it. Okay, somebody bring it in there.
Next up, gentlemen, Gina Storm. Hey, Gina.
Y'all Gina, can't do me like that. Happy. Yeah, I'm mundane. Y'all can't do me like that. Bella can't say baby, baby, and then I get all muted. And take myself off
me with
the same.
Bye.
Hey, Gina. I said it'll never happen again. You will never catch me flipping.
Your girlfriend is killing me, Gina Storm.
Man, I need an adult diaper to listen to this show.
Hey, I can't. My face hurting. Gina, what's going on, baby?
Man, I love this. I love romance. I love poetry. I love y'all. It's been a rush. You know what? I feel like I came late to a party that was turnt, and nobody came down. So it's not like I can't tell if it just started or it's the middle. Y'all,
we can't either. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
Gina, it's been that type of night, and your girlfriend just turned it up a little bit more with
her.
Yes,
she did.
I was behaving myself, Gina. I was minding my business.
No, you wasn't. No, you weren't. That's how it got turned up. That's just how it got turned up.
I'm going to say this. I'm not calling for real a lie, but I'm going to say this in Bella's defense. I'm not calling you a lie for real. But I'm saying this in Bella's defense, because that is my girl. This is mm-hmm. what I heard. This is what I felt. That she was sharing the energy that was being put out there. I'm not saying you were putting it out there. I'm just saying she was sharing energy. And that's why I went
yes,
down the way
was.
It did.
Okay,
she gave it right back to her.
You said the exact right thing. I'm very lit right now. So, okay, the girl's name is Gina. Okay, I'm trying to remember what we're doing here, you know. So, okay, mm-hmm. Gina, so what do you got for us, Gina Storm?
In your Madea voice. Okay, so... I love romance. I did a freestyle on Keith Eric's Renaissance Poetry a couple weeks back where I was saying that the fine nuances of dating, romance, and courtship have been lost. And a couple of other people have alluded to that, and I feel like it's a thing.
I was telling this to my poetry twin, Sincere from Los Angeles. I said, it suggests to me, are people acting like animals when it comes to dating and courtship? He said, what you mean, twin? I said, there's a dude in the last year has been in my house twice, three times altogether, but two times on two occasions showed up to my house empty-handed and brought food for one or ordered food while here and didn't ask me if I was hungry. I'm not saying he should have. Did offer him a beverage both times. Both times I saw him, I was grieving. So this wasn't like, this was just any old day. Okay, it was last Sunday, the day after King's case passed. Yeah, I'm not in a company mood. But sometimes being alone is the worst thing you can do. So I just figured, you know, having another human body in the house would be a good thing. It really wasn't. And the time before that, when he brought his own food, and I said, you want me to heat that up for you? No. He said, it's still room temperature. I can eat it. I was like, cool. Well, I'm going to go make me a sandwich because I was thinking. No thought had been given. So I'm hosting you until whenever. I don't care if you have to spend the night. I got a couch and another bedroom. I'm just saying. I'm being a good hostess. And you're being a horrible guest. One of us don't know how to people. So if people forgot how to people, then it's easy to understand how people forgot how to date. So dating and courtship to me and romance all go hand in hand. So I'm going to do a piece about going on a date.
Oh,
what is that?
So, okay, for real,
know.
Abducted by aliens, poetic. The pearl of my necklace. Thank y'all for having me. Look, hold on. I'ma just chill on whatever we just heard, and we gonna move forward.
Y'all killing me. It wasn't me this time. I'm on
love, look,
line.
Love you mean to some
right.
Sound
it
crazy.
Wasn't my phone. My phone worked fine. It wasn't my phone. I don't know who that was.
Okay. Dina, was that your piece or what you doing?
Nah,
I can't understand.
I can spit a piece. I was just giving you my take on romance. You can't be romantic
okay.
if you don't know how to date. Unless you have a blueprint, how are you going to figure it out?
There you go. Well, the mic is yours.
All right. I'm going to be in and out like a robbery. I'm watching the clock. I'm going to title this freestyle On My Next Date. On my next date, I won't hesitate to be transparent, you see. I'm going to be obvious and real with no pretense, not wearing a mask or hiding any part of me. I'm not going to do that thing that some women can do when their biological clock is ticking and they tell men that they want to start a family immediately. Mm-mm. My eggs are old. And if I get pregnant, I ain't going to tell nobody but Jesus. I'm so tall. Mm-mm. That was not going to be some happiness in my soul. But I know that if I go on a date, I know eventually I will. I know what I bring to the table. I've honed certain skills. I understand and appreciate something that was mentioned previously. I'm assured by just that. I think what he said was that he wanted to get back to the time where etiquette was class and it was being taught to girls who were wearing gloves. I had it coming out. It was a debutante. I went to a cotillion. I wore a bone cow and white gloves and a tiara. I thought it was horrific. But according to my parents, it was part of the legacy, just my destiny. But the reality, I know how to be a lady. And it's not just because it was something that my mother told me, it was something that I saw, something that my grandmother instilled in me. I knew that I had to. I had a duty and an obligation, and I've done so thus far. Every woman is not a lady, and every female doesn't know how they should be checked by a gentleman. They have no reference. So the blueprint is simple. Fathers need to go on daddy-daughter dates. I did that with my father until he passed away. My brothers and I have been on two since his death. They feel like it's a necessity because of the three of us. I'm the only one who isn't married or engaged. Look at that.
we're old school. I guess we're showing our age. The reality is this. I like when a man comes to see me, he brings flowers or something chocolate in a box. And don't get it twisted. I will still take a bouquet that has no stems, no seeds. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The reality is this. When men come to see a woman empty-handed, he's not treating her like a lady. And I get it. Some men just weren't raised like that, and they're taking it for granted. But if he's not doing regular things like opening up the door and going in first and then making it safe for you, facing the door, and the two of you are seated at a table or booth, he's not pulling out your chair, helping you with your coat. Maybe, I'm not saying that he was raised by wolves or even a billy goat. We both know there's a right way and a wrong way to do everything. You might think it's archaic and it's not something that people are still doing. I feel like it's something that needs to come back. Dating and courtship are classic. If you're going to romance a grown woman, this is the blueprint. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for indulging me. That was beautiful. We indulge you. We do that here for you and with you, darling. That was beautiful, Gina.
Thank you, for real.
Hey, much love. Much love.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got some,
like Gina,
we got a new phrase for Gina. We got a new phrase for her.
Okay.
She been adding it to her pieces, and I love it. The reality of it is this. That's gonna be the reality.
My mother
says this. She said, if you're not saying the reality is this, that I've always said, you know what? That you dig. Like you dig is generic for a multitude of things, a multitude of whatever. But yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. One love, one mic. I'm gonna go sit in that chair.
One love, one mic.
All right,
so
all right.
Soul Lounge.
Hey, Van.
What's up, bro?
Yo, bro. We got to get through. We got to get these callers in, man. How you want to go about this, broski?
Like, we got five left. We got five left? How much time we got?
Mm-hmm. 18 minutes.
Let's go ahead and... I said we go ahead and do a little speed round. Get them in.
Yeah, because I want to hear everybody. I'm sorry that we ran out of time, ladies and gentlemen, but we want to get y'all through here. If it wasn't for Van and Danielle burning up the clock and everything, we would have had nice, pleasurable time with you guys. But right now we got to rush y'all through. But I still want to hear y'all. So, you know what I mean? When we unmute you, we want y'all to go in with y'all pieces. Say your name and go in your pieces. Danielle ain't had nothing smart to say?
Why I gotta always be included in his shenanigans? I ain't did nothing. I'm sitting over here in the corner looking, just observing.
Okay.
He always cutting up, and y'all include me in there. I ain't did nothing.
Yo, okay, well, Van, he apologizes. He apologizes for what he said. So,
real.
You got it.
Real. It ain't our fault that you won't talk, baby, baby.
So, Van, you can bring the people through, y'all. Bring the people through, Van.
Absolutely.
Please, my brother.
Hello?
714, you up?
Hummingbirds and Bees. This is Jackie, a.k.a. Poetic, Peacock. Hummingbirds and bees. Hummingbirds and bees gently brush against colorful petals and waxen leaves, probe effortlessly deep inside, greedily satisfy their needs, savor the sweet, juicy nectar, yearns afar to erupt into a steady flow, fill the cup of desire up, nourishment for the mind, the body, and the soul. Adoration pulsates. Flake stigmas, caresses stamens, shares dusty particles of fragrant pollen, budding stems simply respond as blooms lift, stalks twist, swollen petals spread open, bends towards the motion of the ocean, greets the morning mist, once again invites hummingbirds and bees to softly kiss the glistening lips, to touch the tips of your smooth, eager pistil. End poem.
James, a.k.a. Sir Lawrence, the fourth dimension. Inasmuch as my thoughts forming into words, spilling from my mind onto this page, knowing that our neocortex allows the ability to have feelings about our feelings, the density of what I feel can only be truly encompassed when words become three-dimensional. Because taking what my mind has wrapped around and converting it to a flat line is almost like reducing the feeling derived from the thought that created it. When I look at you, I can see you three-dimensionally. But in my mind, I can see you in ways that I can only see through my mind's eye, which is the fourth dimension, where time and space take place through describing a visual experience with you while being with you. The intensity is so strong it transports what I see in my mind into the fourth dimension, like holding you and telling you how it feels as our bodies fuse as one. Like kissing you, and the feeling of weak knees is just weightlessness. Like when our passion runs deep while describing the feeling of climbing all the way inside you. Or in the midst of total ecstasy together, being teleported into the fourth dimension. Sir Lawrence.
Five, seven, three, you're up. Lady A.
Sorry, I was on mute. This is Lady A, and this is called The Perfect Night. A bath was being drawn in an old clawfoot tub, bubble bath, and candles set the stage for back scrubs. Stepping into steamy water, naked and skin stung pink, tender hands soap my back while sipping a champagne drink. His clothes came off, he stood tall and beautifully nude. He climbed into the tub. I viewed his excitement, face to face, flesh to flesh, lips to lips lustily kissed. Fingers and hands searched eager bodies, electric bliss. Exploring, seeking, probing crevices, mounds, phallic delight, soapy, slippery, sensual glory, making love all day, all night. The gift of love, each other, and time are the best gifts.
Gifts sublime and peace. There is an authenticity that resides in her smile. While her eyes tell stories of past lifetimes, see, there's an insidious sway in her head. And her deepest desires are fathomless. She recognizes and owns her vulnerabilities. Strategically, she tucks them within the depths of her delicate layers, waiting forever whoever he will be to finger the spaces between her hide and seek. He is articulate in speech. Her body language is emphatically inviting. She is the epitome of softness. Consequently, her presence is peaceful. She embodies strength, yet she remains pliable. Often she grows tired of the loud world and the demands of her life. She remains deeply intrigued, knowing surrender could be her refuge. Where bondage is freedom and lust trickles upon flesh and pain is ultimately pleasure and anticipation is orgasmic. And guttural whispers dominate and obedience is not an option. As she plays with the idea of, she wonders how it would taste. She wonders how it would feel to lick the commands from his lips, to be owned by him. This rain.
Wow. Wow.
Yo. Yo. Wait a minute. Rain, that was scrumptiously beautiful.
That was beautiful.
That.
Oh, my God.
That, my goodness, Rain. Jesus. Woo. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yes. That was
Yo. That was right. Just great, man. I'm stuck right there. I love that round of poetry from everybody. That was dope, y'all. Hey, look. I'm glad y'all hung out with us tonight. I'm glad y'all tolerated their nonsense. You know, not mine.
What?
I didn't know what the last year is about. I'm glad that you put up with these guys. I swear to you, man, it was a great night. Y'all don't know what y'all have done for me. My face is still hurting. I'm smiling. We talked about romance, and we discovered that romance is still in existence. It's been a beautiful night, a wonderfully beautiful night for poetry. And I want to thank each and every one of you guys, you know, for being a part of this poetry community. What more can I say? Any last words, Poetic?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Curvy and Thick Appreciation with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl and Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, it's Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night is Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. And then Sunday night, y'all, is the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. And then we'll be right back here next Monday for another installment of the Shenanigans with the CEO himself. The Soul
Shenanigans?
La Negra. Poetic and essentially Zanice, for real.
Penny,
back to you.
Penny, thank you, my brother. You slipped that in there. You just have to have a 1 minute. Hey,
right.
Man, it's been great, y'all. Once again, thank you for putting up with all of us over here. Shout out from our sister Janice, who's working the event page. Another shout out from our baby girl, T. LaShelle. Yeah. Baby, love you, girl. And thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Please join us next Monday. I'm going to try to take some control of this, of the studio and the situation, y'all. I don't know what's so funny. It's the laughter. One love, y'all.
Why
are you so silly? You're so dead wrong around here.
Let your mind drift away into paradise and say, this is heaven, I know, I feel it so in my heart. Oh baby, oh baby, oh baby. We share love that will never die, and it feels so good to be a part of you. Yeah, baby, I feel our love more each day, and every night I say, this is heaven, I know, I can feel it so in my
you, baby.
Yes, I'm loving you.
Love.
I'm trusting you.
Trust.
we like it, hard, and it gets hard sometimes, and I'm all alone in my hardness. I cannot take the erection. Sometimes I fake an orgasm with myself when I'm all alone. I fake orgasm. I fake the orgasm.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.